Wake Up with Jim and Sab is exclusively on Spotify.
If you want to start your own podcast, check out anchor.fm.
And if you want to be notified when we have new episodes, click the follow button on Spotify. If I slow
down, welcome to the podcast. Well, we should
put the light here.
Should get back to being in sync.
Yeah.
Anyway,
sorry, I'm so drained from today. Low energy. Talagang ano ba? Medyo sabaw.
Mm-hmm.
Sabaw.
Anyway, ang gusto namin, what we want to talk about today is number one. I have some rants.
Uh-huh.
Okay. A boodle.
Okay.
A rant, a boodle, and a story.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Rant, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe that on EDSA, there is this unnamed brand
mm-hmm.
that used the billboard of a very famous musician.
You told me about it.
And put their logo on. So it's like,
wait, currently?
Yeah.
Akala ko, sabi mo before.
Di, ah, ngayon lang. Ngayon.
Wild.
So imagine, ganito guys ha. Imagine yun lang. And nakakato, if you can please share a story of this. If magkakasundo tayo. Pero, imagine this. Let's say, linya-linya. Okay? Let's say we post a picture of Noah Centeno.
Why does he always come up?
Sino yung sigat niyan?
Chalamet.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh. Holland.
Holland. And then si Chalamet na lang.
Mm.
Ano siya? Gucci? Guess?
I don't know.
Or whatever. Kailangan may Bieber.
Gucci. Prada si Holland.
Ayan. So Holland, may logo ng Prada, tas may logo ng linya-linya. Okay? Yun yung equivalent ng nangyayari ngayon. It's on EDSA, guys.
Gano'ng kalaki yung...
And I've been so wanting to report this to the actual artist. Like, the funny thing
gano'ng
is...
Gano'ng kalaki yung logo nila?
Ay!
Mas malaki.
Mas malaki dun sa Prada. So parang, ang equivalent dun is, Holland is 90% of the visual, right? And then, sorry. 70% is Holland.
Yeah.
25.
Bakit naman binayaran nila?
Hindi. Impossible. Kasi I know this brand really well.
Uh-huh.
And they can't even pay, you know, they don't even, like, okay, classic to. Kasi kaya siguro masakit sa akin to. Kasi this brand, this company is made for artists. Okay?
Supposedly.
The company supposedly is for artists. And, ang mindset of the whole company is, ah, huwag mo bayarin yung ano. Kukunin natin yan? Huwag mo bayarin yan. Bigyan mo na GC.
And not even like a lot of GC.
Oh, it's not, and it's like,
2K.
Bigyan mo na 2K. Okay na yun.
Patugtugin mo dun sa ano, tapos bigyan mo 2K. Not enough for parking or...
Yeah, ganun. Parang, ano, bibigyan ng parking? Hindi. Bigyan mo na GC. Yung pa-expire na.
Wild.
I think what makes it crazy, okay, is that, and I'd love to see the pod kids and their guesses. Okay, so please tag us at me and Sab and at Wake Up with Jim and Sab on Instagram. Please, I'm really curious if may makakuha nito.
I haven't looked up from my phone in a long time while on the road. Driving though, I guess I don't really pass EDSA.
Well, to defend pala. Ay, not to defend. May point si Sab. She did say na it's true. Hindi pwede
sabi
yung
ko malabo yung linya-linya Prada kasi
gets ko na.
Walang connection yung linya-linya
sabi,
Prada.
Sabi, gets ko na. Okay. Sige, perfect
go.
Example.
Sige, go.
It's like, ano tawag dito? Tom Holland, Prada, Rustance. Okay? Tapos mas malaki yung Rustance. Kasi baka may Prada sa loob ng Rustance.
I think pwede ata yun.
Bawal yun. Imposible.
Kasi parang you can find this brand here.
I think pwede yun.
Really?
I think so.
So, technically, if kami, so technically, kumari, yung linya-linya, kung magpa, kung mag-carry kami ng Prada, kumari, bibili, maging, uy, Prada, gusto kong maging distributor, okay?
Uh-huh.
Bibili ako ng mga Prada. Okay? Kunwari lang.
May imagine ko na pero photoshop mo si Tom Holland na may t-shirt na linya-linya. Eh yung ad niya sa Prada, wala siyang t-shirt eh. Damitan mo, baka magkasakit. Pumuulan pa naman sa EDSA.
Eh, sabi. Kasi, yun nga, diba? Kung...
I'm trying to think about it. I don't know. Lawyers. We've got some lawyers who are listeners.
Come on, if I say, I'm gonna buy Prada bags. Hi, Prada! Prada, bila ko ng 10 bag, lalagay ko sa linya-linya.
No, you have to be an you have to be a distributor. You can't just buy Prada bags. Hey,
I'll say,
sell it.
Can I have, I'll be a distributor.
Okay.
Mag-apply ako. So, kung maging distributor ako, diba? Kunwari.
Yeah.
So, ako, linya-linya, magtatayo ako ng billboard sa EDSA na picture ni Tom Holland.
I think I kind of get what you're saying. Okay, Jim. It's like a shoe store that sells Nike and then like a shoe na hindi Nike. Tapos kumare.
Wait ah. Kasi kunwari it's like Planet Sports na picture ni Kobe.
Ni Kobe tapos nalagay Planet Sports.
Search nga natin.
Medyo hindi yata pwede yun.
LeBron James Planet Sports. Tobies na lang mas Tobies. Kasi mas maraming Planet Sports sa Google eh. Okay.
Tobies.
Oh, wala oh.
See? Maybe not like a no ad.
Ad. See, that's very different. I think maybe inside the store you can hindi kahit nga yun hindi. Nike is so particular about that.
Yeah.
I mean, you can yun, the difference is Nike is in Tobies, di ba?
Yeah.
And you can have a LeBron James poster inside Tobies that says Nike LeBron James. But you cannot on EDSA say a picture of LeBron James dunking.
It's maliit yung Nike.
Walang kahit anong Nike.
Or maliit lang.
Maliit na maliit pero sobrang laking Tobies.
I don't know.
That's crazy.
I would get pissed if I were LeBron James.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It's like One last. It's like Jim and Sam. Okay? So, kunwari, a brand, let's say.
Are you making something up now?
No.
Because I can think of another example.
Okay.
Like, kunwari, let's say Healthy Options. They carry a brand by, let's say, this is not true, but they carry a brand by Jessica Alba.
Mm.
And then they use like, Jessica Alba sa billboard nila. And then it says Healthy Options. That's not okay.
Oh, diba? See? So please, I really, grabe. Antagal ko na nasa, ko to.
Is it wild? Jim, Sabi. Jessica Alba. Remember, like, what?
Tatry ko kung mag-google.
Wait lang. Jessica Alba was like, I mean, not that she's not anymore, but like, I have a picture pala.
Oh,
sige na nga.
May picture ako. Oh, you keep you go.
And then sige, okay lang. It's
para lang ano, this is real time reaction ni Sab. Ito.
Sige, I want to see.
Ito, yan oh.
Malaki naman pala yun.
Hindi. Equal parts?
Oo nga.
Hindi pwede.
I've seen this, yeah.
Hindi pwede equal parts.
Yeah, that's
bawal yan.
That's not okay.
Kaya nga ako, if we report this to this celebrity, this
send mo,
diba? Like, dude, did you? Are you like?
Eh, diba racist naman yan.
Tapos na nga,
wala nang connection.
Tapos yun nga to.
Trump apologist yan.
Tapos na nga to. Lang. May signature pa. I think yun yung wild. Eh.
It's not even like the brand. It's not like available.
Available,
that
yeah.
It's not even. Anyway, okay. Sorry. Maybe you can post it on the PodKids after party.
You think?
Ne, wag.
You think?
Post natin sa secret Instagram natin for jimandsab.com.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Sige.
Okay.
Tapos
wag nyo kami i-out, ha?
Wait. Check.
Okay, Gabe, Jim, I just wanted to talk about like how different the world is now. It's wala lang.
Okay.
About Jessica Alba.
Oh, okay.
Like when did she first come into your consciousness?
Idle Hands.
You know, I never watched that.
Idle Hands was
Jessica Alba's there.
Oh my god, that's fair. Yeah, yeah.
Well, anyway, wala lang na ang nakakaaliw lang na she's like, parang very clean. Clean out the name of products.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. But so she has these. She has. Actually, I'm not even sure.
Parang Neutrogena, parang ganun.
Some sort of parang home cleaning stuff.
Okay.
And parang no chemicals or whatever.
Okay.
Like, wala lang. It's pretty cool. Like,
what do you mean?
But like, she's not like Jessica Alba as. Was she Elektra? No, she wasn't. That was Jennifer Garner. Right?
No, yeah, it was Jennifer Garner.
But was Jessica Alba a superhero? Want more fun stuff outside our podcast? Come join our Podjohn community.
You'll get access to exclusive content such as life coaching sessions, hangouts via Zoom, live podcast recordings, exclusive discounts, spontaneous live streams, and more.
Focus with me on our co-working sessions at Discord and let's be productive together.
Looking for career advice or fun recipes? Or do you just want to join in on our jamming sessions with Banjo and Vito?
You a while.
Talagang literally nagja-jamming kami ni Pancho and Vito, and we stream it live. Anyway, subscribe to gymandsab.com for just $5 and you'll get access to all of these.
We also have a monthly life coaching session, like we said, via Zoom, where I talk to pod kids and give them advice. Yes, qualified life coach yarn.
And the best thing about this whole thing is 100% of our monthly proceeds go to our chosen beneficiaries in partnership with Cerebral Palsy Epilepsy Family Awareness and Support Group PH.
They are our heroes of the month, the children with special needs and their families. And this cause is especially close to our hearts because, well, you know why. So your subscription really means a lot to us.
We hope to see you on our next hangout. Nag-enjoy ka na, nakatulong ka pa. Yay. Love you. Thank you.
Thank you. But was Jessica Alba a superhero? I'm thinking of her as a superhero.
She was Sue Storm.
Sino yun?
Fantastic Four.
Ah, yes. Okay. There you go. La lang, sorry.
Okay. Okay,
moving on.
One more thing on my list.
Kainis ka.
Why?
Ako, pinalaki ko yung billboard discussion na, tapos winalay mo lang yung topic ko.
Kasi medyo…
medyo wali.
Wali.
Chirits. Okay, fine.
I mean, this is a normal thing. Celebrities…
Yes, I'm just saying…
Progressing
I'm just,
into
I know, I'm
enterprise.
Just, I'm just,
that is actually now, more than ever, it is a… It's actually not… It's a standard protocol.
I'm just saying how old we are. Yun yung point ko.
Well, it's the equivalent of George Foreman. People who knew George Foreman knew him as a killer boxer.
No way, was he?
Yes. Oh, see, exactly. You.
George Foreman
of
Grill?
The Grill, yeah. He was like a… Like Tyson, you know. He was… Did you see him boxing?
Wow.
He was a boxer.
Bakit may grill?
Galing. Exactly. Why does Jessica… I mean, because… Wala lang.
It's a business.
Yeah. It's a business. Okay, ito. Last.
Wait lang. Sorry. Before I lose my train of thought. Ito yung nakakatawa. So, because of… Speaking of celebrities going into different businesses, yung naging controversial was J-Lo.
Mm.
Which is weird. Have you seen those ads of hers? Yung game?
No.
You know those apps na games? Like, I've seen… J-Lo on those… J-Lo, Ross,
mm-hmm.
and
Ross
Pedro
and
Pascal.
Schumer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like they were like… So yung mga ads for… Yung mga games sa phone. Yung mga…
Mobile Legends.
Yeah, not to that extent. Pero like yung mga coin master, okay. Mga ganun.
Oh.
They have ads, like really nicely produced ads. But anyway, J-Lo, speaking of… She has these businesses. She has a skincare line. Mm. Naging controversial kasi she and si Blake Lively, they started their own line of cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
Separately, ah. Mm. When for a long time, they have been vocal about being sober.
Mm, okay.
So, wala lang. Parang, sabi lang like, wow. Like, yeah. And Blake Lively has still been saying na parang, I'm still sober but I'm making cocktails.
Ay, wali. Yung labo.
medyo wala lang. Parang, I don't get it. Pero, okay lang ba yun? Or hindi?
No. Like, ito pala, by the way.
Ang point niya is, kasi she likes to host parties. Ay, hindi naman, hindi ako umiinom. Pero yung guests ko umiinom. So, para sa kanila to.
Okay. Here. This is one of the most annoying guys on social media. And he is the definition of why social media sucks. He is evil.
Who is this?
His name is Dr. Paul Saladino.
Who the heck?
He was known as the promoter of the carnivore diet. Okay?
I think this guy is
such a fucking douche.
He's a misogynist, isn't he?
Well, I'm 1,000,000% sure he is. I hate the fact. What I really hate is yung oatmeal sucks. Ganun.
Yeah.
Parang pang viral na parang. Kaya nakakatawa, if you read the comments, like people are saying like, dude, I was a diabetic and eating oatmeal helped me. Mm. So parang nakakatawa. And basta sobrang, if you see, I hate kasi yung ganung mentality yung. What are you, parang never do sit-ups again. Never run. Wow. Never do weights. Yeah. Never eat meat.
Yes. Parang, you've been doing it all wrong.
Parang it's such a, parang, okay to have a stance. Pero like, dude, you're fucking tricking people.
Mm.
That's why if you don't want to be tricked, go to the gym class.
Uh-huh, yo.
You have to, you have to join the Gym and Sab community at gymandsab.com for September, 250 pesos. You can help our heroes of the month. Mm-hmm. These are children with special needs. So you 250 pesos, you get to join the gym class. It's a Zoom webinar. And I'm going to debunk a lot of shit like Dr. Paul Saladino, the biggest douche on the internet. I'd like to end with this. So, minsan na nga lang ako magka-lodi. Okay? Na fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My last lodi in fashion was Max from the Goofy movie. Okay?
Cute.
That was my last fashion lodi.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe him and John Hamm. Don mm-hmm. Draper. And maybe Michael Corleone.
Jim, you're forgetting
Tony Soprano.
Tony Soprano. The white tank tops and the, if anybody's wondering about Jim's golden necklace, that's what it is. I don't complain. I like it. I don't like Tony Soprano, but I like you.
Okay. Now, so my new fashion lodi has been Jimmy Butler. He's an NBA player. And I love his yoga vibes. So, kasi as you know, kami ni Sab, love namin ng aloe. Okay, so it's an app na sobrang mahal na sobrang
I have never bought an item from Aloe. Okay?
Yeah,
just
we
to
were
be clear.
Just given gifts.
You were gifted.
Na itong shorts na to, as in nung buong from the whole pandemic, it was the only way I could feel like pumuporma ako at home. Okay, sarap. Anyway, so Aloe, tas parang yung vibes niya is like parang yoga cool, parang ganon.
Yeah, this guy is an NBA player.
He's an NBA player. And vibes ko lang kasi yung wine. I love his wine footage. I love his coffee. Coffee aficionado siya. So hindi siya yung typical…
He sells wine?
He's a wine connoisseur. He's a coffee connoisseur.
Maybe he buys stuff from J-Lo. Joke.
So the difference is, hindi siya parang… parang hindi siya yung usual na… Like a basketball player na parang, what's your favorite song mo? Even though it seems I got everything, I don't wanna be a lonely fool.
I don't get it. What do you mean?
Like, kasi diba lahat ng mga you up pag dun sa mga Chalk magazine, like, what's your favorite song? Incomplete by Cisco.
Sounds very specific, Jim. What the heck are you talking about? Okay.
Or parang, it's you and me. And all the
FIFA. Edwin McCain.
I'll be Yoba Cosmetics. Home cleaning products. No chemicals.
Ang ganda nun.
Last. So, I was like, fuck.
So, what you're saying is like, he's cool.
He's cool. Lodi cool for me. So I like his coffee, I like his wine, and then I like his fashion.
Mm-hmm.
So I will admit this, okay? Because I will admit it because I love our pod kids and I'm open enough to share this with them.
Yeah.
Now guys, okay lang mapahiya, okay lang masaktan, okay lang na mag-cringe, okay? So this is what happened.
I didn't mean for that to happen. For Linea Linea Land,
I prepared. This is the first time I ever purchased like super expensive shorts. I've always believed that shorts should come as a gift, or you buy the cheapest fucking pair of shorts ever. You'd never buy expensive shorts. So I was like, I think I'm at that point in my life now. I can buy some pretty shorts.
Uh-huh.
So I bought pretty shorts, right?
Uh-huh.
And the thing is, I realized, wala na pala akong opportunity mag-shorts. Kasi never na ako nag-shorts. So anyway, it's a la Jimmy Butler. A la yoga, a la vibes. Okay? So mahal tong shorts na to. Brought my shorts. And then I got some slides. Not the basketball slides. Some cool slides.
Na, you mean ganun, slippers.
Ganun, and nakakatawa. That was a thing of mine. Now, men should not wear slippers outside. But because I saw Jimmy Butler wearing slippers with white socks, I was like, that's pretty cool. I don't know why. But maybe because he's 6'8" and he's a black, handsome, buff dude.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he can pull it off. But Asian 5'5" Jim, baka kaya.
Kaya naman. I do agree. Kaya naman.
I think pod kids would have, I think they would have, they wouldn't have scorched my
number one,
my pride and my integrity.
Ito lang siguro sa akin. Sige, do you wanna continue before I make my comments? Sige, go.
So, linya-linya lang, sabi ko, okay, ang post-game fit ko, just like a basketball player, kasi alam kong papawisan ako sa gig, will be Jimmy Butler.
Mm-hmm.
I'll wear my very, very fancy schmancy shorts and a t-shirt and white socks and my fancy schmancy slides.
I'm so sorry.
And I never wear slides, okay? Nakakatawa. When I bought those slides, sabi ko…
I think kaya na naman ako nag-ulat,
para lang bang pangkuha lang ba ng Lala Move tong chinelas na to? Bakit bang mahal kong gagasusin to? Like, panglabas lang ng gate, kukuha ko ng Lala Move, yun lang. That's where I'll wear these slippers. Or the once in a year beach trip. So, I was so excited. Got after the gig, yay! Seeing pod kids rushed. Go, okay, I'm gonna wear this, and I know that there were pod kids getting pictures. Like, oh, cool! I'll look like Jimmy Butler.
Mm-hmm. Nagpalit ka.
Palit ako. Come back. Hirit number one was Punch, our Nina partner. Mm-hmm. He said to me, landi ng shorts mo.
I didn't know that.
So, ako like,
ha ha. May kliba?
Hindi super. Super.
Uh-huh.
And then I saw Sab, and then like, sakto, when I saw, hey. So, I was like, expecting a cute mo.
Uh-huh.
And then sakto, may pod parents, can take a picture. So, uh-huh. Picture kami. So, yeah. Sabi ni Sab, you're really gonna wear that?
That's not how I said it. Absolutely not, Jim. Absolutely not. How dare you?
I'm kidding.
Grabe ka.
I'm kidding.
How did I say it?
Parang, do you want to change?
Is that what I said? Parang, or I think I looked for like, what happened to your pants?
Or what happened to your shoes?
Your shoes. I think it was
and then I saw kasi, ganito, to all couples who have experienced this na sometimes, your partner just looks at you a certain way and you know na.
I didn't say it in a mean way at all, ha.
It's just a look na parang hindi ko vibes.
Yeah.
Okay? And in fairness naman to Savila, like we are very loving.
Mm-hmm.
We always say it lovingly na parang medyo hindi ko bet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Suit mo. But nung time na yon, because ngarag kami, kakagig lang pawis, I think medyo yung filters mo weren't as in the kind zone.
What? Yeah. I said I never. I did not say.
Nah, I mean, I'm just saying your face. Yeah. Like your face was like medyo like, please change. Parang ganun, but not in a bad way. Not in a mean way.
I was just thinking. Okay, can I?
Okay.
Okay. Number one, so kaka-picture lang kasi natin ng Pod Kids. Mm. So right before that. So I was
that
just
one
thinking,
picture is out there, guys.
Yeah. So I was just thinking like, wait, I was just thinking, I was more concerned. Na parang, hey, like we just got off stage. Ha? Like I think the other Pod Kids might come and take a picture with us. Like, do you want this to be immortalized? Number two, maulan kasi nung gabing yun, tas naka-socks ka tsaka chinelas sa outdoor venue.
Hindi so, naman yun yung concern.
Yun rin! Ano ka ba? And also, because I've never seen it before. So, syempre parang ako, you've never worn socks with zippers kasi before. So, I did.
Sabi,
so, for me,
relax.
That's why I was like, I was thinking like, maybe something happened to your shoes.
Yeah, yeah. Sabi, relax. Pod Kids, don't worry. Sab is always nice when it comes to these things. But again, we're both very expressive people and we just really can't hide it. Na pag hindi bet, Tibet. So nakakatawa, we ended up like ako like sobrang hurt.
Honestly, I would be okay with you wearing it. Siguro not just
please
not
stop
to,
making it so serious.
No, because I want you to wear it again.
I don't want to ever wear it.
You have to wear it again.
No, I'm not fucking wearing it.
I take a picture.
Tang ina, sorry.
I need to take
I think
a picture
next
of it.
Pod Kid hangout either in the Putty Rock Center.
Yun lang yung ano.
Ay, Putty Rock Land? Ano naman name?
Just Putty Rock.
In Putty Rock, okay? To all the Pod Kids in Putty Rock, magkakaroon tayo ng Jim Baccaro, Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy B.
B-Day.
Yun lang ang pwedeng suotin.
So, mangyari, lahat tayo naka-Jimmy B. Pupunta tayong Putty B. Putty R. And then tayo pupunta tayong BF. Big Fuzz.
Yeah.
Yung speakeasy.
White socks and slides.
We'll ano.
Yeah. Right?
This was fun. Bye.
Bye.
Did you miss out on our latest merch drop last June? The Wake Up with Jim and Sab 5th Anniv shirt is back on Linya Linya for a limited time only. It was designed by our very own Pod Kid, IE, and is available in black and white. We love it so much, and we know you guys will love it too. Get your orders at bit.ly/wojusanivshirt. That's WUWJS Anniv shirt, all caps, naming rules, for only $7.99 per shirt. Again, this is only a limited restock. Don't forget to tag us at Wake Up with Jim and Sab on Instagram when you post your selfies. Thanks again for all of your support. Bye!